To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Ryan Pace, they're not just talking about a championship. They're talking about a dynasty. Is that different than just winning a championship?
We welcome these expectations. That's a good thing to finally have those put on us, you know. And so as long as we keep on acquiring the right players to fit this culture, the future's bright.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time. Weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Lawrence was live with Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber.
Kyle, what's the craziest thing that you've seen Javi do?
You know, I would say probably the first time I ever saw him steal home. It was like a bunt or something. Javi went back, catcher threw it to third, and then he like this spun move. And if it was me, I would have just fell on my butt and probably been out. But he like somehow magically turned around, slid in, safe by a mile, you know, like. That's instincts, you know. That's what we always talk about. He has the instinct on the field to have that play already written up in his mind. That those are things that we say, you know, that guy's a ball player. Whenever they have that instinct, and they just let that take over.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I'm in zero panic mode. I'm in a frustration mode because I just feel like I know we're better now. We practiced. We had a great week of practice. This breaks my rule of a good week of practice and normally success. Didn't happen tonight.
You guys are hitting the panic button.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're hearing more from Jay than we have in 2 years.
He was there last night. I'm sure that he got a little chuckle out of there. We're hearing a lot from Matt Nagy, too, about breaking rules. Jay. He didn't want to break his rule on the field goal decision. He didn't want to break his rule on the good practices, bad game. Enough with the rules. Just win games.
So his rule is that if you practice well, you play well. Okay.
Yeah, but they practiced well and they played sloppy. They played ugly. They played poorly. They lost. Not all was lost, though, and I will agree with him here. You don't want to panic because that defense played well enough to win. You played well enough against the Green Bay Packer team with Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback. 213 yards, 5 sacks. It was a good effort. There were some things defensively that stood out, that flashed to me. Okay, I liked
Roquan.
Roquan Smith so fast.
He's good.
He plays with abandon in that first series. Could a guy have had a better opening series to a season?
It was great.
He was good. Mully, I really liked the way Roy Robertson Harrison flashed.
Yeah, he played well.
The sack with 2 tackles for loss. Leonard Floyd, now a lot of his opportunities were created because of the attention paid. Khalil Mack, who had a strong night.
I think a lot with Roy Robertson Harris, too. Same. I think the ability to play with a guy like that will open up things. But I'm with you.
You got to take advantage, though.
I thought Leonard Floyd played well. And
2 sacks.
Yeah, they both those guys played well.
And the other guy that I thought was really interesting to watch, and he's a new guy, but I would love his footwork, and Buster Skrine covering Davante Adams on one man-to-man coverage. He turned his head so fast, and he recovered after he was beaten by a half a step.
Right.
And he made the play defensively downfield. And you could tell this is a physical guy that has been in the line of fire before, and his experience is really going to be something to watch because you seem to trust him immediately. I liked what I saw from Buster Skrine.
Trying to think of if there's anything you really liked on offense.
No.
I thought that Allen Robinson,
okay.
I thought he made a couple
Fair
of
enough.
Catches.
You're right. He made some really nice catches.
Yes, he did.
He was covered, and he came up with the ball anyway.
Right.
That's what you want your number one wide receiver to do.
That's what I figured he'd be able to do.
Now, see, in a small sample size, and it was way too small for us to be satisfied.
You guys are hitting the panic button.
Shut up, Jay. You've had your time.
Wow.
No, I'm not. I didn't mean that, Jay. Jay, I'm sorry.
Let's hope. I thought about
civil war among the Hoosiers.
I'm sorry, Jay.
Maybe it was Jay Cutler's stink last night that was on
the Bears. No.
Cutler's stink that was on the Bears, and that was the problem.
First of all, Jay's from southern Indiana, so that's basically Kentucky.
Thank you, Kevin.
Okay, I don't even know what that means.
So, anyway. Yeah.
So, I'm from southern Chicago. I'm from the Kentucky of...
It's not the same. You're comparing apples and bowling
South
balls.
Side? Okay.
Big difference. But when you look at the sample size for David Montgomery, it wasn't enough. But what you did see was you saw that little bit of a glimpse of a guy, number one, in the passing game, could be a weapon. Number two, the way that he, on six carries, he had that one run for the first down around left end, and he did make somebody miss, and you just wanted to see more of that.
Yeah, I think that's the problem, is you didn't see enough of it.
But other than that, offensively, did you see anything else you liked? Nothing was crisp.
Nothing really.
Nothing was sharp.
Nothing jumps out at me.
You didn't see Anthony Miller.
Was pretty bad.
What happened to Anthony Miller?
Anthony Miller, nothing. You know what? What am I saying? I thought Shaheen, it was good to see.
No,
wait a minute.
Okay.
I thought Trey Burton had a good...
He had a good pregame. Looked pretty solid pregame working out.
Okay.
He looked like he was fit and healthy.
And he's going to be back.
No, so I don't know. That.
I thought the coach said that there's a chance he might be...
There's a chance he might not be back,
too. How do you even bring that up? Even mention it.
I think you have to bring that up.
Did it hurt the Trey Burton? Yeah, it all hurt.
They're 0-2 without Trey Burton.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
312-644-6767. Let's try Mike. He's in Geneva. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. I haven't heard anybody bring it up. The play before the end zone pick, the play that was ruled an incomplete pass, that was a catch 1 foot down, 2 foot down, almost 3 feet down, a strip, a fumble out of bounds, Bears ball on the 9.
That was a weird play.
Why didn't they challenge it?
That was a weird play. I'm not quite sure if that was a catch. I don't think he had full control. I think that's why they ruled it incomplete. Did you think it was a catch?
I didn't think it was a catch.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah.
That was one. And didn't the ball was sitting there?
And normally, if they don't challenge that, that means they didn't think it's a catch.
Yeah, I think it was pretty obvious that it wasn't. But was that the one where did Kyle Longo run over there after the play and knocked over Shaheen?
And he tried to swing his helmet at him and started vomiting.
No, it was bizarre.
Stop. Dre is listening online. Hey, Dre.
Hey, Dre.
Hey, you guys kind of stole my thunder last segment. I don't know if anybody, you're going to hear it, but you don't have Watson or Mahomes as quarterback. You cannot roll him, have him, ask him to throw 45 times. I'd rather see him pass 20 times and run 20 times for Mitch to.
Right. You need balance. Yeah.
That last year Packer game when that not pass to Trey Burton explains everything about him, and obviously he's not getting better. And, you know, I blame Pace on this, but, you know, you can't turn back there. But I don't understand why he's throwing the ball so much with him, knowing that he has a quarterback that doesn't go through his progressions at all. He locks in on receivers. And this is the NFL. You got guys that paid millions of dollars to scheme against that, to know, to watch film 24/7. And to think that, I mean, the Green Bay summed it up. You asked him to play quarterback, and Nagy fell for it and asked him to be a high quality passing quarterback, and that's not Mitch Trubisky. Sad to say, I think he's good instinctively. He's going to
really
hurt,
so see. You see instincts from him? Because I didn't.
He's a good athlete. I don't know if he's really instinctive. I think you're right, Molly.
I'm talking about in that run pass option. You know, in the run pass option.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I thought they ran run-pass option quite a bit, and there were some failures there. And
too
I,
often.
Yeah.
When you call 50 pass plays.
Oh, my God.
Okay, your run-pass options shouldn't be all passes.
If you're running 150 plays, maybe. But if you're running
65 plays.
And you're throwing the ball that often, that is a bad ratio for Mitch.
That's a loss of poise from your coaching staff.
Yeah, there's something going on there. Richard is in Country Club Hills. Hey, Richard.
Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing? Look, I'm hurting. I'm angry. My son and I, Bear fans, die, live, whatever.
Yep.
He called me from out of town 9 times last night. This is what I'm going to say. Running back, you got Montgomery, who's going, if you know anything about football, he's going to be our star. What are you doing? Heck with Shorty and Davis. Montgomery is the one that you want running. You want to see a running back like Dallas got, like the New York Jets got. Run Montgomery. Number two, Bear fans, listen to me. You're going to suffer for years and years and years because we had a chance to get Mahone and Watson, and we didn't. You're going to suffer. This guy is about as good as he's going to ever be. So I'm going to suffer. Me and my son are going to suffer each Sunday looking at the box scores of those two quarterbacks I just told you about, and we could have had either one of them, and we didn't, and that's all I got to say.
Turn the ringer off. Don't take the calls. I think, look, I agree with you on David Montgomery. I think that he could be your featured back if you let him be your featured back. If you commit to him being your featured back, you're going to like what you get.
First text this morning we got is that Ryan Pace should be fired before he can give Mitch a contract extension. That's unbelievable. Not that he should be fired because of the Mahomes thing or Watson,
but
whatever.
Don't pay him.
But he's hell-bent on paying
Can
Mitch.
I offer something that's even more maybe gloomy of a comment?
Please.
Let's hope it becomes to the point, it gets to the point where it's a debate. Because after last night, there is none. I mean, but you're not basing it on one game.
There's Mr. Glass Half Full for you.
You guys are hitting the panic button.
Okay.
Man, this is
Overreaction Friday. It's not Overreaction Monday because they played on a Thursday. Do the math.
Paris is listening online. Hey, Paris.
Hey, Paris.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You know what? It's been a long...
Hello?
Yeah, we're listening, buddy.
We're here.
But you asked what was going on. I was answering.
Hey, my fault. Listen, it seems like here we go again. We got a top five defense, and we got a quarterback that can't get the job done. Grossman just used to look at Muhammad. Cutler just wanted to throw the ball to Marshall. And here goes Trubisky just looking at Robinson. And Matt Nagy needs to run the ball. All this cute stuff, it looks good, but we got to play football, bro. I mean, it's like you'd rather look cute and lose than play hard and win. I'm just frustrated, bro.
All right, Paris, I get it. I got to tell you, I don't know if you saw what's going on with Antonio Brown, but that's getting absolutely crazy. And your guy, Brandon Marshall, who's while trying to get back in the league, he has been doing his Showtime TV show, and they send out like a little transcript of what people say sometimes, right? So the PR department sends you this thing. So it pops up in my inbox. There's this, you know, the comments from Brandon Marshall about what's going on in Oakland. And the first comment is he says, you can't have drama on a football team.
Did it really?
Hey, pot beat kettle.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you kidding me?
Rich is that?
Is that unbelievable? He just brought up Brandon Marshall. I've been meaning to bring it up, and I laughed out loud when I saw it.
I thought of Brandon Marshall yesterday when I was watching the Antonio Brown coverage, and congratulations. Thank you, ESPN, for interrupting your coverage of the Antonio Brown story and the Ezekiel Elliott contract extension to bring us the Bears-Packers buildup. But I digress. I also thought of Rex Grossman last night, and I thought about good Rex, bad Rex, and I don't want to get to the point where we're dealing with good Mitch, bad Mitch, but that was what you thought last night. After that clunker of a performance, this sponsored segment was brought to you by the Ford F-150, brought to you by your local Ford dealers, the official truck of the Chicago Bears.
I'd like to get you in a F-150. Let's try Jerry. Jerry's on the road. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, can you hear me all right?
Yep.
Yes, Jerry.
All right. I just want to make a couple comments. You know, my 8U team looks great in practice, but games is where you make, you know, you see all the progress and where you can judge them. You're never going to win passing the ball 40 times. They need to run the ball more. And with Mike Davis, I didn't like that signing in the beginning. I don't like it now. You have Davis, Montgomery, Patterson, Cohen. I think it literally just gives Nagy constipation of the brain when it comes to play calling. So
I'd like to hear your thoughts.
I like what you say about practice. I think that's valid. I also don't think that Mike Davis was a bad signing. I think he was a good signing, but let's not overstate his significance or importance to the running game. To me, David Montgomery was drafted to be your featured back. Mike Davis was drafted for quality depth. He can help you on third down. Make him your third down back. Work Tariq Cohen in when you can, but don't ignore Tariq Cohen because he cannot have another game where he has zero handoffs.
Yeah, right. I mean, you're just not allowing them to get in a rhythm.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's right. And there are certain running backs that might get better later in games. I don't think we'll ever learn that.
Well, you know what? Here. You know, they got rid of the last one that did.
Yeah.
Okay? They traded that guy away.
Yeah.
Good luck to Jordan Howard in Philadelphia.
Hey, listen. I mean, in a nutshell, it was god-awful, and it's an awful way to start the season. But teams make a jump from one week to the next.
And you can survive losing the opener. We saw it last year.
Well, and Matt Nagy made that point. So we lost last year, and look what happened. So maybe this is just the precursor to a 12-win season.
At least nobody got hurt.
Okay, Mr. Sunshine. Thank you, Kebbo.
We are going to, speaking of happy and joyful, we're going to bring in Dan and Connor next. We'll do a little transition here on The Score. It's Mully and Haw on The Score.
Bears fans, this is the most listened to sports morning show in Chicago. Trust Mully and Haw to cover the biggest bear stories as they happen. Mully and Haw, created in Chicago for Chicago. Monday through Friday mornings, 5 a.m. to 9. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Football is finally back, and DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy football, is celebrating with huge Week 1 contest this Sunday. To kick off the season, DraftKings is giving new users a free shot at $2 million in prizes with your first deposit. Feel the sweat like never before. Every run and throw and catch and missed tackle and missed block, it all matters with the DraftKings lineup on the line. It's simple. Just draft your lineup, stay under the salary cap, see how your team stacks up against the competition. Plus, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's some extra cash to play with this football season. Download the DraftKings app now. Use the code Chicago for a limited time. Both new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. And new users who sign up using the code Chicago will receive a free shot at $2 million with your first deposit. That code is Chicago. Only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
With the Quicksilver card from Capital One, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase. Unlimited? Unlimited? Unlimited! Unlimited! Unlimited. Any way you say it, earning unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase just sounds good. Capital One, what's in your wallet? What's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA NA.
In the plumbing and heating supply draft, contractor select supplyhouse.com. With next day delivery speed and total inventory coverage, supplyhouse.com does it all. Stop wasting your time and money. Go to supplyhouse.com, your online supplier for plumbing, heating, and HVAC. Take it to the house. Supplyhouse.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
The head coach of the Bears, Matt Nagy.
Was your team as physically fit as it should have been on opening night last year?
I don't know if we'll ever know the 100% answer to that. I thought we played well. You got to give credit to Green Bay for coming back and not giving up, and then for Aaron coming back and doing what he did.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
If you're a fan of the NFL, come on over to the Deceptively Fast podcast on radio.com or wherever else you download your podcast. I'm Seth Payne. I'm a retired NFL player. You might know me if you're old and you follow expansion teams. If not, no big deal. We have a good time. And look, I've been hitting the head a bunch of times. But I still know some stuff. Most importantly, I interview people who know stuff. Players, coaches, media, insiders, the whole gamut. Check it out. It's the Deceptively Fast podcast at radio.com.
Baseball season is in full swing, and Radio.com Sports has you covered with the best in the business. Introducing Big Time Baseball with veteran play-by-play voice Josh Lewin and MLB insider John Heyman.
You wonder, why don't teams repeat as World Series champions?
Shows you how special those Yankee teams were.
Josh and John will be breaking down the divisions and the latest inside information leading up to the 20.